Maroney Zone Radio, the award-winning view and interview show with your host, Jeff Roney. I am just thrilled to have Allie Pluckett from buttonhead.org and many other things in the Roney Zone. How are you, Allie?
I'm doing wonderful. How are you, Jeff?
I'm doing fantastic. And we're on the West Coast. We're cooking a little bit, so I got some fans going. Hope you can't hear too much. But anyway.
No, it sounds great.
Now, let's kind of talk, first off, about a site called Etsy. It started back in 2005, and it really is about handmade goods and the folks purchasing it and that kind of a thing. When did you first become aware of Etsy?
I discovered Etsy.com about 2 years ago, and I have to tell you, it absolutely changed my life. I was working in your typical corporate job, completely unhappy with what I was doing. One day I was surfing the internet, and I found Etsy, and it opened my eyes up to a whole nother world.
Now, you, what is your background? I know you've been to college, you've graduated. Mm-hmm. What was your goal to be when you grew up?
What did I want to be when I grew up? I think I didn't know. I found myself in a post-college life, as I think many people, especially now, are finding themselves there. Out of college, you just need a job. And that's exactly what I got. I got just a job. I was working in the medical education field. So pretty much pharmaceuticals. And it was so much different from what my personality actually is. But I just needed to make a living. I knew that I wanted to do something different. I had such a creative and artistic side to me, and Etsy really opened up my eyes to how I could actually use that and to make money off of it, to have a business from it.
Well, my first inclination about Etsy was grandmas somewhere on the East Coast, kind of in their chairs knitting little doilies, and I first heard about it from Amber MacArthur, who used to be on Tech TV, and it's like I bought this on Etsy, and I was like, oh boy, what, it's just little handmade things. What are they doing? Tie dye? What's going on here? And actually, I didn't really check it out until I found videos on YouTube that were with the group that you were involved in, Indy 5. And I was blown away because, so many people have so many different things to say about eBay and other groups that sell and different items. But the thing I really appreciate about Indy 5 and probably other groups that you know of is the youthful influence on making handmade goods. When did you really start to kind of make things? Would you wake up one day and say, I'm going to make something myself?
It was very similar. I had a friend who was very into DIY culture, and it's funny that you would mention it, sort of being a granny thing, but Etsy and the DIY indie craft culture it's not your grandma's crafts. That's mm-hmm. for sure. It really has a new wonderful, wave or thread to it, that I discovered through a friend, and it was really just me really truly finding Etsy, looking around, exploring, seeing the different artists, the different types of work that was being done, and then just realizing that this is something that I can do. I want to be able to take charge of my own destiny, as it were, or at least my own income. It started as something that I just did on the side, which is, I think, how lots of good businesses and lots of good projects started. I was just doing my crafting thing on the weekends, going to my regular job during the day, during the week, until it sort of snowballed into something that I was able to do full time and to really focus on developing.
The one thing I really want to say is I come from a podcasting culture. Okay, so we're kind of different techie kinds of guys stuck in a room, okay, with a recorder and a mic, and we make these little audio shows, and we upload them, cross our fingers and hope that people listen. And sometimes people don't want to cross the line and do video work. The thing, again, that really kind of blew my mind is that Indy 5 decided to take the crafting notion and make videos out of it and put your face in front of a camera, which is daunting at best. I rarely like to do it if I don't have to. But you guys did it. You guys are doing some fun videos that explain how to do certain things, give some great ideas. And when did the video part start?
Well, thank you so much for the compliments on the videos. Well, you know, I actually conceptualized the Indy 5 Collective. It was after I had started doing my Buttonhead business full time. And it was really just me learning things by the seat of my pants. You know, I mean, I was just sort of discovering what it meant to run a business and how to discover different areas of crafting. And video was something that I was interested in anyway. I had been getting lots of great use out of my camera doing photos, and I wanted to explore the video portion of it. And so I thought, you know, there's so much that I'm learning along the way, and I wish that I could share this with other people. I felt as if I was sort of in on the ground floor of something with Etsy, getting involved as early as I did in its, you know, kind of right before the huge boom. And I wanted to share all of the knowledge that I had with other people. And I had a couple of other friends and people that I had networked with through the site. And so I did an open call looking for other artists who had something to say, you know, to show your work to the world. And also it adds another component to the craft that you're doing. You know, people can buy something off of my site, but if they know who I am and they have seen my face and they've connected with me on another level, it becomes a whole another beast. And it's really been fun, and it allowed me and it allowed the other artists, I think, to stretch in a different direction.
Well, I've got to say, I've told you before, I'm going to say it again. You are a pretty smart cookie, because taking something that is in basically your home and putting it on a video and really giving good advice, good help, being fun, being right there, is really genius, because it takes it from one sphere into a whole nother sphere. So my hat's off to you, first of all.
Thank you so much. And it's I've heard from several people that they didn't know anything about Etsy, they really didn't know anything about DIY or crafting culture, and they found us through YouTube, and it was sort of a path for them as well. So thank you. I'm so happy to hear that. I really hope that your listeners check out that site, check out all of the resources, and get inspired on their own, because it's really about I think finding what it is that you want to do, and then there are countless vehicles for expressing it.
Well, one quick thing, and then we'll talk about something else, is that YouTube really, I think, is a lot more than just seeing people getting hit in the head with a wiffle ball bat. Okay, you know, there's a lot of dumb videos out there, but YouTube, I find, is a great resource for tutorials and do-it-yourself information. And yes, that actually was one of the first, I was looking for guerrilla marketing, I think. And I happened upon one of the videos. I can't remember who actually did that one. But then I learned about upcycling. Mm-hmm. And you know, which was another amazing thing, making business cards out of cardboard from breakfast food cartons, you know, and it blew my mind. Because it's one thing to say, let's go green. It's another thing to actually take it on yourself and say, I'm going to do that. Are you using the green mentality?
Well, I think that it's kind of two different questions. On the one hand, yes, I definitely am into upcycling, into reusing what I have. And, you know, it kind of has to be that way, especially when you're kind of a poor, struggling artist. You have to sort of find ways to think outside the box, to use things that you already have.
What drives you to create?
What drives me as an artist? Gosh, you know, I feel that I have, you know, some level of creativity that I want to put out there, and I'm personally not satisfied unless I'm doing that.
You are very creative and you're very talented. I mean, I've Thank looked you. Through your website, looked through your items, and you do have a great eye to see things that are really cool, that are kind of quirky, but quirky isn't bad. That are really attractive, but different. Do you have a worldwide a customer base, or is it just North America? Or tell me about that.
Oh my, I'm blushing. Thank you. I do work with customers worldwide, and that's another wonderful element of Etsy and of this business is that I've shipped items and not only just as the business aspect, I've connected with people all across the United States and beyond. I remember when I first started doing the buttonhead business, it was such a thrill to me to ship something to Romania. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was just such a novel idea. Now having been in business for 2 years, yes, I've worked with people all over the world. I've talked with them, connected with them. It's just on so many levels. It's such a satisfying experience to make something with your hands and to prepare it and package it and ship it and send it off to someone else who's physically going to receive it and see it and almost get a little, you know, piece of me. Mm-hmm. It's really been a great experience.
As we all know, the economy in America and the world has been affected by the downturn. And another thing that really, really excited me about what you guys and Etsy and that whole movement's doing is to remind people that you don't have to go to something like Apple or some kind of store that's on Rodeo Drive and follow Paris Hilton to spend thousands of dollars on something. That there was a time when people actually, now get this, made things themselves. They actually grew, wait a minute, now this is, listen to this, they grew food and cooked it by themselves. I mean, that's incredible, isn't it?
It is indeed.
what kind of effect has this had? Have you heard from people, you know, that maybe have been affected by this downturn and maybe they've said, you know, you've really kind of helped us out so much because, you know, we've learned to reuse different things and stretch our dollars, but actually be kind of, use things in a new way. Have you heard from folks like that?
Oh, yes. And it really is, you know, almost a life-altering experience. You know, starting out from trying to get locally grown foods and just supporting people, artists and farmers and things that you know locally. Yes, a lot of people have really expressed an interest in that. And it is life altering. You know, I think especially with the economic conditions, a lot of people find themselves making these compromises, you know, just as far as, you know, being stuck in stuck in your job and reading those tabloid magazines and this sort of inside the box, boring culture. I mean, this is a good opportunity for people to sort of get out of that, get back to basics. I mean, I think in some ways there's a little bit of a hidden blessing in there, you know, being able to become self-sustained and to rely on your local communities and your friends and those that you know. It's the opposite of globalism. And it's, you know, I find it to be very, very satisfying.
I've known of people who have a gift of creating wreaths during certain times of the holiday or creating different things. And so normally they let people know through their community groups, churches, at work, swap meets, different places around town. But, you know, I really want to highlight the fact that Etsy is global. So people have the opportunity to let the world know what they can do and actually use their hands to create something that could benefit somebody else. Could you talk to somebody that may be listening and saying, well, I'm kind of creative and I create things. How can I get started?
it really the first step is just setting your mind to it. There are so many almost mental blocks to not doing it. People tend to, I think, try to convince themselves out of it at first, which is what I was doing. But then once you kind of decide, you know what, I have a talent, I have a product or a service or a talent that is, that's viable and that I want to share. First thing to do is just make your items, lay them all out in front of you, decide what you have. And then it doesn't hurt to take a couple of product photos, take pictures of what you're doing, post it onto Etsy. I mean, it's 20 cents to list an item, and maybe it sells, maybe it doesn't. But I mean, you kind of get into the site. There are all kinds of extra things that you can do within that site, as far as chatting with other people, going into forums, meeting them, learning how other people have done it. I mean, really, there's so much, so many resources that Etsy and other sites have to offer to get you started. But really, the first step is just making up your mind. Then take some pictures of what you're doing, put it out there, see what the response is. I mean, it's not necessarily something that you're going to go from zero to 100 in 3 days, and all of a sudden you're going to have an amazing hit business crafting thing going on. It is something that you kind of slowly develop. But for a lot of people, it started out as something on the side. Just dabble in it. Dip your toe into the pool and see how it feels. See if it is something that you're interested in. But believe in yourself and know that there are resources out there and that to help you, and that it is possible to make it work as a full time thing.
Well, that's great advice, and I think a lot of people kind of look at what they do in this type of little sphere and say, I'm really not that good. But you don't know, first of all, until you expose yourself to the marketplace first. Second, you're going to get better because you're going to see other people, how they do it. It's great to see the networking. And that's what really clicked when I was watching the Indie 5 Collective videos. I said, these ladies got together. I think it's just ladies, right?
Yes.
Okay. And I said, these ladies got together and as a force use webcams for great uses. Danielle's little 10-second dance and actually taking the camera outside. I was so impressed with you guys because you guys were not hiding anything behind the curtain. Mm-hmm. You guys were saying, here's lighting, here's how to do this, here's some fun little ways that you can break up videos. I was so impressed that you guys were so eager and open to share, not just her, not just you, but so many others that were giving their own angle. I watch a lot of videos from a lot of high-powered folks. But I said it before, I'll say it again. You guys really, I think, are innovators of using the tools of video to really kind of promote what you're doing, making it fun. There's so many people that I listen to. The mic's bad. They drone on for 20 minutes about nothing. But you guys are actually giving it a lot of fun, a lot of creativity. And anyway, so...
Isn't it it's a totally different experience to watch something from, HGTV or whatever, your major corporate channel or some of the big guys. It's a totally different experience to watch someone who is just a girl. I'm just a girl. Mm-hmm. And it's a different experience to be able to connect with someone who you know is just like you and who has advice to share. They're in the same place as you are and they have something to share. It's a different experience. And in and of itself, it speaks to exactly what the handmade movement is about. It's about individual people connecting and sharing what they have to offer. Everyone has a perspective. Everyone has something to offer, whether you have confidence in it or not. You have to put it out there, and you would be just absolutely surprised at what you would get back.
Well, and two is get move this out of your mind where you have to create these Hollywood style videos. Get a webcam, turn on a light, practice on being you in front of the camera, and express what you need to express, share. The best advice somebody ever gave to me as far as speaking in front of the public is give something they can take home. And if you can do that, be fun, break it up. I think there's nothing you can't do from there.
Well, and you can see too, just from you know, I think as far as the Indy 5 collective goes, it's really a story of a dozen or so artists who are learning as they go along. If you look at the videos early on in the channel, you can tell, I mean, they're very amateur, and you can really see each of us, those that kind of stuck around, you can see us, how we developed in the skill of not only just video editing, but, you know, as you were saying, talking in front of people, developing what exactly, you know, your persona is, I suppose, for the camera, and in general, I think we all grew a lot in that area throughout the course of the project.
Now, Allie, you broke my heart.
You told me
some sad news. Now, this group in which I fell in love with, and I knew the future of video marketing was going to move forward. You had some sad news. Will you please share with the audience the sad news about the Indy 5 Collective now?
Well, we did decide to discontinue the project, but certainly that does not mean that it's gone for good. I think all five of us were getting a little bit burnt out on making videos. It was a very aggressive schedule. We were making one a week, and it is hard to come up with concepts every week, especially as all of our individual businesses started to grow. I know, just speaking for myself, doing the Indy 5 videos and in general, learning and networking has made my business grow, and it's taking much more of my time, and I just don't necessarily have the time that I used to put into those videos. But I don't consider it a dead project by any means. We still have the channel open. If there are anyone out there who is interested in contributing some videos, I am more than happy to post them to the channel. We want it to continue to be a video library. It's more so, I think, that we're not going to be on the aggressive 5 day a week schedule. But I can definitely say that there will be some new videos as we learn things and as we have time to make them.
Okay, just feel the love. That's
never
all.
Fear.
Okay.
And thank you very much.
No,
thank you so much. I will pass that message along to the girls too.
Please do. No guilt. Just saying. Okay. so here, let's make it the last mile here. Okay. So if you are a podcaster, if you're a blogger, and you're saying, you know, I have good content, no one is watching, no one is listening, no one is reading, I seriously want you to study the videos that the Indy 5 Collective have done from the beginning and on through. Yes, it's about do it yourself. If you are into that, then you can learn that too. But I think just as a medium, they have really done a lot. And so study that, work on that. But I also, you know, want to speak to the people who, you know, create some great fun things and maybe give it away at Christmas time. Perhaps you can, you know, introduce folks in Romania, Russia, other countries, in the U.S., a lot of different places to what you do. And then, you know, you can move forward and help other people learn. You know, if there's one thing that the internet does well, it is bring people together, but also disseminate great information. So let's give kind of an ending snapshot. Where is buttonhead.org now, and where is it going? And Allie, too. Where's she now, and where is she going?
Thank you. Well, gosh, Buttonhead, you know, it started out as just me and my one inch pinback button machine, and it's just developed with me. I mean, I guess I'm the kind of person that enjoys stretching myself. I love a challenge. I'm always picking up new things along the way. I've added a lot of new products to my database, but more so I've been very interested lately in doing custom work, and I suppose it's because I have a bit of a desire to help other people develop their businesses. And I've made a lot of contacts through Etsy and beyond throughout the course of this business. And so I've been working with a lot of other people to help them develop some innovative marketing and promotion ideas for their own businesses. Other than that, I just want to keep creating. I just want to keep going. I have several, you know, photography and other types of video projects going. There's a lot to do, and I want to do it all.
Well, again, thank you so much for your time. And kudos to you and your group and all the folks that you work with. I think you're doing a fantastic job. And just I just want to say thanks.
Well, thank you so much. And I love your podcast, too, by the way. You cover a lot of ground. I love that. It's always something new every week, huh?
Yeah, pretty much. And, you know, I kind of want to, you know, move, too. So I guess I'm breaking some hearts because in the future I want to help people do some more marketing troubleshooting for their projects. So
really,
we all go ahead.
That's interesting too, because I've always kind of had a little bit of an eye toward podcasting. Mm-hmm. So maybe we can talk in the future. Maybe there's some way we can help each other.
I think that would be fantastic. But okay, let's plug. Your site is buttonhead.org.
Yes.
Okay. And the Indy 5 Collective videos on YouTube, you could look up INDIE 5, or is there a certain page?
It's youtube.com/ Indy 5 Collective. It's INDIE, the number 5, and Collective. Mm-hmm. So youtube.com/ Indy 5 Collective.
Okay. Anything else? Any other URLs or anything you want to plug?
Well, you can always go to my Etsy shop at buttonhead.etsy.com. Check out all of my stuff. And, of course, I mean, really, you can spend hours searching on Etsy. There are so many amazing artists. You'll really get lost.
Well, again, we're going to wrap up the show. I want to thank you for your time. Everyone who's listening, definitely listen to this show again. There's so much there. Allie's really gave us some great tips, some great insight to, I think, a movement that even though Business Weekly and other publications have looked at Etsy, I don't think we've seen the full scope of it yet. So
the underground economy.
It is. And anyway, thanks so much for your time, Allie.
Thank you so much, Jeff. I appreciate it.
Okay, take care.
You too.
Sometimes you find something special when you least expect it.
She had never been a simple girl.
Sarah Kamen, a Canadian singer-songwriter with songs that flow through you like a soft breeze. Her powerful, soulful voice, honest lyrics, and skilled musicians weave infectious songs that you will return to again and again. Sarah's new CD, The Music in Me, is now on sale at iTunes.com/Sarah Kamen. Sometimes you find something special when you least expect it. And sometimes something special finds you. The Music in Me by Sarah Kamen. Thank you for listening to Roni's Own Radio. Please visit our website at jrdonline.com and drop us an email at jeff.roney@gmail.com. Thank you very much, and see you next time on Roni's Own Radio.